Good morning. I'm London Mitchell, and we are in contact this morning with Val Varag, the Regional Director of the American Cultural Exchange Service, or ACES. We are talking about the need for host families for students who wish to come to the Toledo area from overseas. Val and I talked recently via Zoom. Her family has hosted no less than 15 students.
My kids are teachers. One's a curator for an art museum. They're going on to do great things. I'm so proud of them. And it's because, they attribute their time here in the United States for helping them grow.
You sound like you become very emotionally attached to the students and their successes. You stay in touch with them after they've left.
You know, that's the beauty of Facebook. I do. I stay in touch with my students. They've come back to visit. You stay connected. It's, you know, that you love them like your own children, and they're yours.
If someone is listening this morning and they are interested in finding out more about ACES or being a host family, what can they do?
They can go to our website at www.exploretheworld.org. Or they can call me personally, 419-466-7074. There is an application that they would fill out. We need references. They would need to do a criminal background check. And then we would interview them in their home to see where their student would sleep, to make sure that everything is good and make sure that their pets are friendly. Because I've had that happen where pets are not so friendly. But yes, it's not a hard process. It doesn't cost. People say, how much does it cost? Well, the cost that it will be is a little spike in your electric bill, maybe a little spike in your water bill from an extra shower a day. So it doesn't cost that much. If you want the love of a child, you want to watch a child grow and nurture a child. If you love showing off your American culture, please call me.
And it's okay to have other children in the house.
Absolutely. I just see what one of my coordinators placed a single mom, and she has five other children, and she's hosting an exchange student. We've had families with eight kids host two. They said, what's one or two more? I feel so blessed when families see it, they get it, and they love children. And you can be a single parent. You can be an older family. I have an older couple that have hosted for the last 4 years, and they host two at a time. Their reasoning is, you know, we're older. We don't want to entertain them. They can entertain each other, and it works for them.
American Cultural Exchange, and it is a 501c3. Val, tell us again how you're funded and how you make contact with the students overseas.
Okay. So our traditional students, they pay their way to get here. But I know for a fact that our program is one of the least expensive programs out there, because we literally charge what it costs for them to come, to cover their insurance, to cover, you know, some of their expenses. So for the State Department pays for this, all the future leaders. That's called a flex student, and the youth exchange scholarship students. And those kids also get a stipend from the State Department each month to live on, to buy all those personal items and supplies that they need. So financially, they're not a burden on their family either, even though some of them are from very poor countries and from poor cities. They are selected because they have the leadership skills to go back and make that difference.
And how many homes are you needing right now in the Toledo area?
Well, in the Toledo area, we would be so happy if we could find at least 10 students, but we have openings in TPS schools. There's a couple in Sylvania. There's at least one in Clay. We're looking in Northwood, Rossford, and Woodmore school districts at this point. And Michigan schools. They don't even start school till September. So we're still, you know, accepting families in the Michigan area. And we have about 20 students left that still need families.
And when does this all begin? In the fall?
Yes, they started arriving yesterday. I had my first student came and she's so excited. So the deadline to get these students into families is August 31st. And we'd love to get them here before their school starts, but some schools are okay if they start a day or two late. But they have to have a family before they can go to get apply for a visa to come here. So it is a process, and you know, we can't just find a family today and put them on a plane tomorrow. It does take at least 5 to 7 days. So the sooner we find families, the better.
And the website address again is?
www.exploretheworld.org. The other thing too, we're going to be having a big fundraiser in October, the 8th and 9th. It's a haunted trail at Maumee Bay State Park. And it's one of the ways I teach the kids how to raise money for their projects when they go home, because really to do this type of a project, they just need some fun costumes. This year we're adding games, and it's by the big hill by Maumee Bay through the forest. So it's really kind of spooky, and kids 5 and under can come in for free, because we want, especially since COVID, we want this to be a fun family activity. We want as many kids to be able to come through. We're getting area businesses to sponsor the trick-or-treating in the trail and some of the games. We're adding games this year, and we're going to have a food truck there, and we have a bake sale. A lot of our host families make some really fun Halloween baked goods. We're also doing a volunteer project with the local church, where organizations that need volunteers are going to come up and set up their information, and our kids will help set that up, and they'll get some volunteer hours in. And that way, anyone needing volunteer time hours can go booth by booth and talk to all these organizations and maybe sign up. Because that's one of the first things, my kids are striving to hit 100 hours of volunteer service. So when they get here, they're like, what can we do? And some of these host families are new and have not really gotten that involved with their community. So they struggle finding different places to volunteer. So we have several organizations coming in, and they're going to be able to meet and sign up. And that way they're not going to be panicked trying to hit those 100 hours of volunteer service. We're also doing Hygiene for Humanity, and we're looking for partners on that, where we're going to collect hygiene products for our homeless shelters and the Backpack for Humans program. And we're going to tie that into our haunted trail, where if people bring their hygiene products to the trail, we'll give them a free game ticket to play a game. So we're trying to tie in some things together, teaching these kids about volunteering, introducing them to organizations that need volunteer projects. But not only that, but to find out how these organizations operate, where they get their volunteers, where they get their funding. So if they wanted to start those projects when they get back to their countries, they would be able to do so.
The website address for the American Cultural Exchange is explorettheworld.org. Thanks for being with us, Val. I'm London Mitchell. Up next in Contact, we'll be discussing a very popular neighborhood festival right here in Toledo.